Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Anderson, and she's the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Libraries are wonderful, and you wouldn't argue with that. But Michelle, the first thing I want to talk about, maybe it's sort of old school, but let's talk about a library card. Do I need a library card? How do I get a library card? Talk about library cards.
Well, of course, I think everyone should have a library card. But if you just want to use the library, if you just want to use the library to hop on to a computer or to print something from your phone or your personal device, no, you don't need a library card. We have ways to let that happen without you having an actual library card. But it's really easy to get a library card. We just need to see a photo ID and proof of current address. So if your current address isn't on, like, say, your driver's license, then you just need to bring in a recent piece of mail or something that would have your name and address on it. And we can have you set up in 5 minutes or less.
And is there a fee?
There is not a fee. So public libraries are called public because they're funded by public money. So the bulk of our support comes through the city. We do get additional funds from the county and a little bit from the state. And a lot of our programming happens because of private donations and fundraising from the Friends. So there is no cost to you. And if you live in Oneida, but you find yourself in Atlantic a lot and you'd like to have a card with us, we'd be happy to set you up too. It's not just for Atlantic residents. It's for anyone who finds themselves in Atlantic and would like to use our library.
And that would be true for out of state, for instance, somebody who, goes back and forth. It doesn't matter as long as they have that ID.
Well, out of state is a little bit different story.
Okay.
So come talk to me. If your permanent address is out of state, then there is a small annual fee.
Okay.
But as long as you have in the state of Iowa permanent address, we can help you out.
Okay, very good. So why should I have one? What's the advantage of having a library card?
Well, there's, oh goodness, LaVon.
A whole long list? Okay.
because, we have the traditional library stuff. You come in, you check out a book, a DVD, a magazine. Maybe you want to use our space, you want to use our Wi-Fi, you want to use our computers. That's wonderful. And if you want to walk out with anything, you need a library card so we know where those
All
things
right.
are. But also, for our local members, so Atlantic residents, Cass County, rural Cass County residents, then you also get the benefit of all of our digital tools,
mm-hmm.
all of our online offerings. And so those are limited to only what I call our direct service area. Folks who live outside of our direct service area wouldn't qualify for having access to those digital options.
So definite advantages. I just kind of like to have one. I guess because it's a right and a sort of a responsibility, because we all support the public library. And so, having asked that question, and you said there's a long list, that maybe refers to some of the things that are being offered in your newsletter, and also I believe you put that in the newspaper on a monthly basis. So next basic question is, how do we get the newsletter?
So we distribute our newsletter by email. If you don't have an email and you'd like a copy, you can come in and ask us to print you a copy. We've just found that when we've had printed copies available, we just throw them away at the end of the month. So we distribute that by email on the first or about the first of every month so that you know what's happening at the library. So there's a form right on our homepage. If you scroll down, that is sign me up for the newsletter, and all you have to do is put in your name and an email address and hit the send button or whatever,
submit
the button says,
or whatever,
and then I will add you to our email list.
So let's talk about some of the things that are new that are in your most current newsletter. You're always having something new going on. So what are some of the new things happening that you want to make sure people know about?
Well, one thing we've been talking about for a couple months now is Creative Bug. And Creative Bug is a new digital offering, so online, that is arts and crafts how-to videos and project ideas. And so we've been using those to pair with our Take and Make kits. So last month we did a Learn to Crochet kit, and our kits were gone in a week. And this month we're doing a Learn to Knit kit. And so when you come in, you'll get a pair of knitting needles, you'll get a skein of yarn, you'll get printed instructions, but then we also are including that you could go to Creative Bug and put in your library card, and you could see someone teach you how to do this, and you could see someone work through part of a project.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited about being able to offer that. And then for the teens, we're doing the same pairing this month that they're doing a Take and Make kit for an art journal. And so you can pick up the art journal and some miscellaneous supplies. I think every kit has kind of different sets of supplies. And then you're referred to Creative Bug to a particular video that talks about art journaling and what you might want to put in it. And then hopefully people will try that out with the supplies we gave them.
Sounds exciting. Lots of possibilities. Another thing I noticed, and perhaps this is not new but ongoing, is the book club, online book club.
Okay, so we do have two book clubs. We have one that meets in person, and that's our third Thursday book club. It's a combination of all of our leftover book clubs from pre-COVID. And so they meet once a month and read the same book. And just so people know, we're usually less than 10 people, and we are still requiring people to wear their face masks when we meet for that club. So, we're doing it safely.
Mm-hmm.
But just in January, just in 2021, we are trying our hand at a digital book club. We called it BookSpark Online. And so what that is we choose a book that can be found on Bridges or Hoopla. And so you can follow us on Facebook or in the email, find what book we're reading, and then about the 20th of the month, then we have a private Facebook group that I write some question prompts in, and then you can reply to those prompts. You can reply to what other people say. And it's been interesting. It's kind of a learning curve for us, and it's been slow to catch on. I thought it would maybe have a little more pickup, but we're having fun with it. Our book for March, because it's March now, is Before the Coffee Gets Cold. And I'm not going to attempt to say the author's last name, but this is a work that originated in Japan as a play and then was later written as a book and then translated into English. And so it's this little cafe where if you sit in a certain seat, you time travel. And so it's different people's experience of what happens when they sit in this cafe.
People, authors, and others are so creative. Their minds are just, it's hard to fathom for me.
Yes, and I enjoy being a reader and not a writer. My imagination doesn't quite stretch that far.
Okay, and you mentioned just sort of passing earlier on the Friends of the Library, and I noticed they have a couple of things scheduled.
Right. Okay, so our Friends of the Library do wonderful things for us. You probably are most familiar with them because they organize and run our book sales twice a year. So that's coming up at the end of April. If folks have books they'd like to donate for the book sale, you can start bringing them in at any time. We just ask that you actually bring them in the building and not just fill up our book drops. We did have an occasion this weekend where someone filled up our book drop with all book donations, and we had to dig to the very bottom to find the daily newspaper. We appreciate it if you just bring those donations in the building and not use our book drop. And let me see. I don't have those dates right in front of me.
It's like April 21, 2, 3, some, I think that's close. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then the other thing that we have happening in April is part of the money that the Friends raise at those book sales goes towards bringing in the big shredder truck so we can have a community shred day. And we've had lots and lots of phone calls. We never had it last year because of COVID. We thought we might reschedule. It just, COVID just lingered. So we didn't reschedule. So it's been 2 years since we've done a community shred day. But Saturday, April 10, from 9 to noon, we'll have a shred truck in the library parking lot, and folks can drive through and drop off materials to be shredded on site.
Put that date on your calendar and get those bags filled up. So thank you so much, Michelle Anderson, Director of Public Library, for being with us. And until next time, here's a thought. An original idea, that can be too difficult. The library is full of them.